Thank you, Commissioner and Media Alliance, for allowing us to have this public meeting. I'm only sorry the other commissioners couldn't be here. My name is Brad Johnson. I'm a radio engineer from Modesto, California. I'm here today to share with you my experiences with media consolidation. Prior to 96, there were at least a dozen fully staffed radio stations with independent owners in the Modesto market. This allowed for several full-time air personalities, a chief engineer, and many support office staff, each making a living at each and every one of the radio stations. Since Telecom 96, there are only two main corporations who control those dozen radio stations, and the staff of one station, pre-Telecom 96, must now run 5, 6, or 8 stations. Once the larger corporations were allowed to increase the number of radio stations they could legally own and operate from one location, they began consolidating office space and staff. This meant elimination of many full-time jobs, and those who were left on staff were made to work harder and longer without compensation for the increase in responsibilities. People would put in overtime hours to cover the cutbacks in staff, yet they would not be fairly paid for it. You see, after your station was bought by Citadel or Clear Channel, you were likely to be laid off, and because of consolidation, there was less and less options for jobs within the radio industry. Since Clear Channel and other large broadcasters began buying up what were once local and independent radio stations all over the country, it's now hard to find a job in radio without having to work for Cheap Channel. That is, if they had any new job openings. Typically, those new stations that are freshly corporatized employ a salary and a hiring freeze. I've been working for more than a decade as a radio engineer for a large Modesto station, and also at the same time as an engineer for another group of stations. Then those two companies were both bought by what is now known as Clear Channel. No longer was I working for two companies that competed for my technical services. I found myself working for more hours for less pay. I kept very busy working a few years after the Telecom 96 Act, breaking down longtime local stations and moving them into the corporate building. Maybe everyone else was busy too, too busy to ask why we built 5 stations in one building without a newsroom. Soon after the construction of the radio station cluster was completed, I was told my job was to be cut to part-time, or Clear Channel would give me a full week of severance pay if I wanted to quit. Then I was illegally terminated over a private email I had written from my home computer regarding illegal activities at Clear Channel, stuff they perpetrate on their own employees, such as a policy against paying overtime as required by state law, equal opportunity employment issues, employing underage children for dangerous antenna tower work, numerous technical as well as OSHA safety violations, and reoccurring sexual harassment in the workplace. In closing, squelching diversification and promoting cookie-cutter radio is not in the public interest. Breaking labor laws and not paying overtime to employees is a criminal behavior. It should also be noted that 3 people, including 2 children, were killed in Northern Carolina while working on a 1,500-foot-tall radio tower belonging to WFMX-FM, a Clear Channel station. Please do not consider further consolidation. Please do not consider further consolidation of the media or mandatory digital audio broadcasting. I also believe the Commission should require cable TV providers to carry any and all local broadcasters that provide 3 hours or more a week of local programming.
Mr. Johnson, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I do want to make sure everybody gets a chance to speak. Thank you very much.
I think we're short one panelist. My hometown, Modesto, is an area without any community-minded radio stations. We've been fighting with AT&T and now Comcast Cable, who refuse to allow the Modesto low-power community TV station access to the Modesto cable service. How can any person, town, or city access the airwaves when they are under-regulated, under corporate control, and sold to the highest bidder? Thank you.
Standing up for the last speaker.
Sir, I'm available for questions regarding Clear Channel and corporate radio at any time. Please feel free to call on me. Thank you.